Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA. Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our 163rd podcast, our late June, early July podcast, and we call it fastidious, insightful, and possibly a little fault-finding. And we'll open today in what some may call the college football capital of the United States, none other than South Bend, Indiana, and our recent visit to campus and also to Four Winds Casino, a tribal casino by those beloved Potawatomi Indians, taking America back $1 at a time. What a visit. Don't be upset with me. They are. They're doing so well. Tribal casinos are booming. Native Americans that they are, they deserve to take America back $1 at a time. Okay, we'll be right back and start the show. Oh, cowbell groove, man. Right in the Midwest, man. I don't care. What a beautiful place. God's country. I love it, man. I love the Midwest. Oh, boy. Crossing into Ohio and in the state of Indiana. Oh, and all points westward. Oh, man. But what a wonderful trip it is to visit my alma mater, the University of Notre Dame, with Janie and a grandson. And wow. Anyway, back to Four Winds Casino, which is just outside of downtown proper in South Bend, Indiana. And I think Janie wants to do this one because she had very strong feelings about it. Fastidious that she is. Here's Janie.
Hi, everyone. It's Jane. Well, we're just back from a trip to South Bend, Indiana. We got to visit the old stomping grounds where we used to live and to visit the Notre Dame campus. But we also got to visit a new casino. Well, it's new to us because we haven't been there for a few years, but it's not very old. It's the Four Winds Casino in South Bend, Indiana. It's kind of centrally located in South Bend. They have 1,900 games, including life-changing progressive jackpots. They have your usual and favorite table games. They also have 12 live poker tables. It's a very nice and very clean casino, wouldn't you say?
I think it's especially clean. I mean, it was very crowded, too, when we were there, and it was especially clean.
Right, and it was a Monday. No, it was a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, we went on a Tuesday around noon, and in fact, we had lunch there.
Yeah, if you remember, our grandson was at football camp, and we were going to take him back to Pittsburgh, and then he was going to go home to his out of state with his dad back home. But I think the camp was over at 3 or 4, one or the other.
Well, we were there for our lunch anyway, right, while Jake was at the football camp. They have a very nice deli type restaurant called Timbers, and they have the handcrafted sandwiches there. I had the corned beef, which was excellent. They just had such a large menu there. I was really surprised. So I'll just tell you a little bit about the dining options. Okay, Timbers is just has different seating options, and you can get it to take out too. But that's a nice place to eat. They also have the buffet there, which is typical of your buffets. Then they also have what's called a white birch market, and it's typical market. Everything is already made and packaged for you, so you couldn't eat it in there. You could take it out. If you want it already prepared, you could.
I think it makes sense, you know, take it back to your room.
Because, right, they have the big hotel there too. Okay, then you have the Kankakee Grill, which has a large hearth there, very comfortable for everyone. And you have your usual hometown favorites, pizza, soup, salads. Then they have a more upscale steakhouse called the Copper Rock Steakhouse with over 250 award-winning wines. So there's five dining options right there, or food options, I should say, five food options in the casino. And of which we said they're all very clean, very nice. Then in the hotel, there's the Edgewater Cafe, which is on the third floor, surprisingly, but so is their outdoor pool.
Yeah, that's really, you want to talk about that a little second. The pool was actually up on top of the building, if I remember.
It is. It's on like what we would call the roof of the building. It's on the third floor. It's outdoor and seasonal only. And then they have the Edgewater Cafe, which is fairly large and features an expansive menu, including steaks and seafood, along with soup, salads, and the routine. So you have a lot of dining options at Four Winds. In the hotel, they have a spa. They have a large lounge called the Living Room on the first floor where they have entertainment Fridays and Saturdays, which would be nice to do. We have been in hotels that had that. We always enjoyed the entertainment that they had there. They have one shop there called the Outfitters, and you can get Native American art, jewelry, and they have a clothes line that's in there also. But it's a very nice facility.
I asked people what they thought about the place. You know, I had a chance to talk to several people, and I couldn't get over how positive people were. Usually people are, there's a complaint that comes surfaces right away, but they said they loved the comps. They loved the friendliness of the staff. I could see myself that it was clean. And
well,
first of all,
we could attest to all of the above.
Yeah, how many casinos have six places where you can eat? Five inside and one in the
right.
hotel.
Right, five actually in the casino itself. That now, it's a non-smoking casino, except they do have a very large, very comfortable, I looked at it because it has windows. It's a very nice enclosed room. And there's glass windows. Well, there's windows that you can see into the casino while you're sitting there. It's a smoking room,
they probably
call it.
You know, good ventilation.
Well, they do. But I would like to add that they've had a couple large winners at this casino, too.
Well, the day we were there, I'll be honest, I was playing craps and I broke even.
Right, but I won.
Yeah.
So that makes.
It wasn't in craps.
That no, you're right. But that made me very happy because I looked around, tried to find a machine that I knew, but then I like to find new ones too. And I found one, and I didn't even get the name. I thought, oh, this just looks cool. Sat down and I, you know, won close to $100. And I wasn't losing. I just kept playing, getting bonuses, and I liked that. So,
Well, the other thing that impressed me when I was deciding where to play craps, here's what my options were. They had two regular craps tables open. They had four tables, but two were open, and there were people at both tables. You also had those tower machines where you could play craps by yourself, a little less expensive than table.
Right, yes.
But they also had stadium craps where, you know, the terminals around a live craps table where someone was actually throwing dice.
Right, yeah, we've only seen that at Maryland Live.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mean, when people say that craps is dying,
I don't know who's saying that, but that's not true. But it was very active for Tuesday.
It was very
active. They weren't doing any special promotions that day either, I checked. But the winners at this casino, and one of them, you'll like to hear this, was with an 88-cent bet on a machine called Double Blessings.
So they weren't playing match.
And this person, right? No, not at all. This person won $177,894 on a progressive jackpot.
I thought you were going to say $177. Read that again.
No, $177,894.
On an 88-cent bet.
On an 88-cent bet. And then another guest won $104,500 jackpot while playing a Mystical Mermaid slot with a $100 bet.
Do you know either game?
No, I don't know either game. Okay. So, or either slot machine, really. But that's just bringing up, you know, so people like casinos where they win, and I guess that the people are winning there.
Well, now, the state of Indiana has the riverboat casinos that now are allowed to be on land as well.
Right, right.
And the Pottawatomie Indians had land available to them in the South Bend area. Now, whether they built on their actual land or whether they bought the land, I don't know.
I don't know. We didn't research that to see. They do have another casino right on Lake, well, it's very close, just a mile or so, not even from Lake Michigan, in the town of New Buffalo, Michigan. And that is very similar to this casino in that they're all built in a round building, similar to a
meeting lodge.
That's what they
in their materials. They said it was a meeting lodge concept.
They're beautiful, but and the one in New Buffalo is a little larger and extremely beautiful and has many shops, which I like the shopping venue for me more than the dining. around the casino. So anyway, that's just two to keep in mind. Then another casino, which we haven't been to lately, but we had some friends go there, was Mountaineer Casino in New Cumberland, West Virginia.
Now, there's a connection that
right.
very familiar with.
Yeah.
Can I explain that connection?
The connection here, you know how much we've talked about Rocky Gap. That is one of our favorite casino destinations. And it was sold and purchased by a company, and they go by the name of Century Casinos. They are out of Canada. They have most casinos in Canada and then Colorado, but they bought Rocky Gap and then they bought Mountaineer.
That's the one in West Virginia.
The one in West Virginia. So friends of ours just went lately, and they went because they got an offer from Mountaineer. And they said they hadn't been there in several years. So they wanted to go just to compare, see what it was like.
I think that's common where when a company comes in, they'll dig through the files and find people that haven't been.
They're going to look for people to come who haven't been there for a while. One of the nice amenities of their hotel at Mountaineer, because they do have a large hotel there too, is that it has two pools. It has an outdoor pool. And it has an indoor pool. And they run the indoor pool, of course, all year, which is why these particular guests like it so much. Although they like in the hot sun and summer, they like the outdoor pool. They also have horse racing there, too. They have several food options here. And this is where we came to a little bit of a disagreement. The guests who are friends of ours told us that they couldn't, none of the restaurants would open till noon. And so that there was no breakfast option. And they did find, and so did some of the other guests in the hotel, because they had talked to them. They went up the road. There's a little diner not very far away. So they went there for breakfast, because our friends were staying at least 3 days.
What did the casino say? Did they say
to us? Well, when I talked to the casino, and they said that, no, this Big Al's Cafe opens at 7 every day. Now, on their website that it opens at 7 every day. But we were told it didn't open until noon by the guests. So that's just a question. You'd have to ask them.
I think there's a problem a lot of places now with staffing.
Well,
want to open at 7, but they can't do it all the time.
I don't know, but that was confusing to me. There is a restaurant called Gatsby's, which I understand is good. It's been there. It doesn't open till noon. Everybody was agreeing on that. But it's good food, reasonable pricing, and clean, nice, large enough. And they also have a steakhouse there, but that's only open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. There's also a sports bar that has food. And it's your typical bar food. So there are dining options there also. Another amenity that's listed under their list of amenities on the website, it says that housekeeping on request. And also it says to call for new tiles. Well, this came up at Rocky Gap the last time we were there. We even said it on the podcast.
Yeah, it was just last month.
Right. There were guests there from, I think, Boston.
Right.
Yeah.
They can't. Their son was doing something
in D.C. Yeah. And so they came. And they were staying for several days. And the woman asked me, we were sitting by them during dinner, and she asked me if it was unusual there to not have housekeeping every day because they didn't have it the one day, and she called about it, and they said, well, we don't do it every day. You have to call and ask. And so I said, well, we usually just stay one night. We're so close to home and whatever.
But I'll tell you what, I as long as I get new towels, I really don't care about the maids coming in.
Well, right. We usually don't care, and we usually go and tell them with their cart. You know, here we take our old towels and say, here, and we just get new ones.
I get copy.
Again, we're just staying one night.
Right.
If you're staying longer. But that's something I guess you're going to have to talk to the staff about and work out.
That's increasing.
But I think that's increasing because after COVID, we all know that some of these jobs have been hard to fill or to keep people in them. And, you know, with hotels, you know, the guests, the amount of visitors are up and down. So it's hard to say about their staffs. Anyway, that my advice would always be to, wherever you're going to stay, if you have, think about it, ask, call them when you make the reservation, ask the questions to see, you know, see what your answers are so you don't have any of these questionable areas. So I'm always looking at food, you know, what options are there in the facility.
I don't really like to drive. I think that's a distraction if they don't have breakfast there. I don't like to, you know.
Yeah. When we go, we really like to stay and enjoy the facilities.
Yeah.
While we're there, so we don't like to drive anywhere else if we don't have to.
You know, even like a coffee, you know, outlet there, you know, just, you know, it doesn't have to be a Starbucks, but some coffee outlet you think they would have.
Right, or a little place that has like a lobby bar or like
bagels.
A Gap, they have.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah. So just check it out. And of course, you could always take your own, stop somewhere and get some bagels and, well, I don't know about the cream cheese if you don't have a fridge in your room. A lot of places do nowadays, but those, again, are things you really have to check, but to make your trip enjoyable.
Well, thanks for your insights, Janie. It's always important to check each other out that way, right? I mean, after all, we're both fastidious, insightful, and sometimes fault-finding, boss. Which leads me into our final section, you know, and this isn't going to be a good thing for people without people skills, but you know, people skills, because I probably will be a little critical. So relax. Yeah, and just like me, I'm talking about people that are like trashing the Iron Cross. Like, you know, that's almost biblical. It's been around so long. The Iron Cross. You bet the 5, the 6, and the 8, and the field. And then you have money because of those 4 bets, the 5, 6, 8, and the field, on every number but the 7. So you're going to win something. You're going to win something. Now, the part of the bet that is the least favorable is the field. Of course, you're going to pick up some numbers that you don't have as point numbers, but it's only a one-roll bet. So if you lose the field, you'll win on the 5, 6, or 8 unless it's a 7. So consequently, your bets on the 5, the 6, and the 8 should be at least twice as much as your field bet. So I have $51 on place bets and $10 goes to the field. We have $15 5, an $18 6, and an $18 8. And then I will put $10 on the field. And unless somebody rolls a 7, I'm going to make some money. All right. And we're going to talk about other ways to play that right now. And if you're doing it online, you know, you could put a dollar on the field and $2 on the 5 is $2 on the 6 and $2 on the 8. You can play with 50 cent bets on online craps. Those tower machines is a little bit cheaper than a table. There's a lot of places you can do it. My point about the Iron Cross is don't expect to win there all day. You know, go 2-3 hits. You made $20, $15 and stop, right? Just say your bets are off and don't bet the field to the next shooter. If there's a shooter that gets hot and keeps rolling, get back in it and play. And then you can do things like this. You can hedge your Iron Cross by laying the 4 or the 10. So you'd bet 5, 6, 8 with a lay on the 4 and maybe a lay on the 10. Then bet the field. And if a 7 is rolled, you'll lose the 5, 6, 8. You'd lose the field bet also, but you'd win the lay bets on the 4 and the 10, not uncommon. You can also play the Iron Cross with from the don't pass. You know, you have money on the dome pass, and then you make a bet, 5, 6, 8 filled. Just do it one time, twice. Go back, and your dome pass can be taken down if you want to, but you don't have to. So if a 7 is rolled, you'd win the dome pass. And of course, if you have money on a 5, 6, 8 and filled, you'd lose that. But you still have some hedge power there. But what I would do is I'd take my bets down if I was playing from the don'ts and maybe take 2 hits, 5, 6, 8 filled, and then just play the don'ts. That's how I would look at it. Many people are talking about recording your numbers, making you an accountant doing a game. You can journal craps when you get home or back in the hotel room or at a coffee shop or at a bar. But I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't mean a damn thing in terms of what the dice are going to do next. Please remember this quote. The dice do not have a memory. Yeah, they don't have a memory. So it doesn't matter what you just rolled. They don't know what the hell rolled. Don't personify the dice. They can't think. So there's more ways to make a 7 than any other number. There's more ways to make a 6 and an 8 than there are a 5 and a 9 or a 4 and a 10 or a 2 or a 3 or an 11. So no matter what you write down, that never changes. Dice don't have a memory. And please, if you're not playing the 5, 6, 8 filled, you're not playing the Iron Cross. You know what? Oh, I'm going to play the 6 and 8. See, this is my new technique on the Iron Cross. Well, nothing wrong with playing a 6 and 8. The only number that has more ways to roll is a 7. But don't tell me that you're playing the Iron Cross because you're not. You're placing the 6 and 8. If you place the 5, 6, and 8, you know what? You're not playing the Iron Cross. Not until you make that field bet. The Iron Cross consists of 4 bets. Please don't call something that doesn't consist of the 5, 6, 8 and the field as bets the Iron Cross, because it's not. I'm protector of the jargon of craps. And I just won't have it. I do have people skills, though. I do have people skills. And you know who has people skills? Those Potawatomi Indians in South Bend, Indiana. Very impressive group of people, business people. As I mentioned, kiddingly, Native Americans across the country are doing very well. And their casinos are usually clean, offers very much anything you'd want to play, and they also comp very well. So if you haven't stopped in a tribal casino, please consider it. And if you're in the Midwest and you're somewhere near the University of Notre Dame, stop in to Four Winds Casino. And I know you'll find good food, good drink, and a lot of gaming action. Okay, well, a little bit different for us today because we upgraded our sound system, our computer. I'm telling you. And we do use the advanced version of GarageBand now. I love GarageBand, but everything's new. I like the sound. It took me a little time. I was getting feedback, by God. It took me a little time to find Master Echo, and I got that taken off. So hope you enjoy the podcast. 5, 6, 8 filled. It's the Iron Cross. Play it. If you're in West Virginia, don't forget Mountaineer. One of the things that Janie told me about Mountaineer, they don't increase their basic rooms on weekends. So you can stay there for under $100 on weekends. Not that you would want to necessarily, but if you do stay down there, you have usually a lot of good places to eat and also something to do besides watch television. Okay, well, remember, even though we're coming from a new computer with the latest version of GarageBand, we are Casinos USA, and we are a place where every day is Saturday. Every day is Saturday at Casinos USA.